It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 858.
Weekend banter. Welcome, Georgie boy, Mr. 97s.
Thank you.
What's happening, guys?
It's Sunday.
I thought today we could, it is Sunday, we can do a sort of retro on the week, a bit of a, you know, celebration, if we will. I feel like it's been a great week. There's been some highlights. Georgie boy, you used to do the, you know, sort of summary in a video. Now you do a whole episode, which we've added more hours to your day. But what have been some highlights for you from this week?
I reckon it's less work, to be honest.
Really? Oh, fuck, Josh.
That's good to know.
2 days a week,
yeah,
show?
Probably, yeah. How long do you reckon you spend on doing Hump Day Replay, the podcast?
Nah, it's like a full day on Monday, like preparing for it.
Yeah.
And often till quite late, just getting all the snippets and stuff ready.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so, I mean, it's still a lot of work, but the videos were just kind of more depressing.
Very rewarding for me, if I will say, but I'm selfish.
And it was super rewarding once it was done, but the lead up to it was just banging your head against the wall, trying to think of ideas.
Yeah,
now I got Mace to think of ideas for us. So,
Look, I mean, before you sort of talk about highlights, appreciation. You guys are doing such a great job. I feel like the team's really, you know, found some synergy. Jess, I mean, we could have done this yesterday when Jess was here, but it's not Sunday. You can't look back on the week.
It's true.
Jess is doing an amazing job, and so are you, Josh. Even when you are shitting on your own couch.
Yeah, thank you. It's true. It's true. But highlights, George. What do you think? What's been the highlights of the week? Looking at the show, what's coming up for Hump Day Replay? Let's just have a bit of a sesh.
Okay. I mean, can we talk about what we're doing for Hump Day Replay this week, Mace?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. We're doing a little bit of a different kind of episode this week. So instead of having just one guest on the whole time, we're going to call maybe six guests and they're going to be on the phone for like 5 or 10 minutes at a time. It's going to rotate through and play different highlights to them. So that's going to be heaps of fun. But looking back on the week...
What about a personal? Because you seem to be struggling. Let's go personal. Eject. Yeah. Abort. Personal.
I just got like 10 minutes ago a case of beers delivered to the house.
Oh, that's nice. Delivered by like as you ordered them? Who gave you a present? No.
My lovely stepmum and dad, they sent down a case of beer because they said, seeing as you can't go out and get on the beers, we thought we'd send the beers to you.
Great.
So that's nice. I'm excited about that.
Do you know what I thought you were going to say? And it's definitely projecting. I thought you were going to say that you just got a Tony Hawk Pro Skateboarder. Because I think it's like really on my mind. Do you guys know about Tony Hawk?
Didn't even know there was another one. Is there
It's just come out.
What are they up to? PS17? Or PS4?
No, so it's PlayStation 4.
Releasing.
But it hasn't come out though, right?
Yeah.
No. It's you can pre-order the PS5 at the moment.
But I did see online people playing Tony Hawk, and I would love to get that game. I don't have a console. I was thinking you've heard me at the start of... I think if I did get a PlayStation at the start of ISO, it would have gotten a lot of use. But anyway... I think so, yeah. No, more than the DJ decks.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely more than the DJ decks, although... The DJ Jacks probably, we probably continue Friday night drinks, which meant you at least got, you know, over a 8 week period, 8 uses. Whereas I feel like the PlayStation is, you can get bored very easily.
But I think that like done. A PlayStation, I could imagine when I worked at Envato, they had a PlayStation. I don't think it would be cool to have at our next office a section where people could play PlayStation?
What will happen there?
IP had?
The
PlayStation there. That was outrageous.
But I think what we're looking at that point is you feeling like it's really like you're using it when others are using it. So like the staff become an extension of you, but you haven't played it for 6 months, but everyone loves it.
But that's everything, don't you think? Like, that's like GB with the screenplays. Like, I don't even have to write them anymore. If GB's doing it, it feels like I'm doing it, you know?
I know. Yes, yeah, I know what you mean. Mm-hmm. But if you got one for your house, if you got a PlayStation for your house,
yeah,
high chance it's...
I mean, but did you ever play the PlayStation at Envato, like during work hours?
I didn't. The funny thing is, I feel like the people that did were probably on the most amount of coin. Like, I'd always laugh seeing, yeah, like, you'd see, like, you know, the senior finance or legal that are definitely, like, on some serious coin, and they'd be playing table tennis.
They're the ones signing off on the PlayStation.
Imagine that table.
Yeah.
That's a fucking $50 every...
So annoying.
The other thing that was really big was puzzles. My mate, really? Pete, who worked in the legal team, he loved a puzzle. Spent a lot of time on the puzzle.
You cannot puzzle during workout. What do you got on?
No, you can't.
What? Just puzzle at home.
They were like the whole business intelligence team and the legal team, like just working on puzzles. It's a different different world, isn't it?
Well,
it
was also how about we get to a profitable business before anyone starts fucking playing puzzles in our joint?
Well, I guess that's the luxury of who's got
time for that? That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Would be nice. Like, it's definitely a culture with thing within puzzles, a business.
You need to sit down for a good 2 hours to even like get into a puzzle.
How many people are we talking about? 1,000 minutes.
Well, what they would do is they would have like a almost like a standing desk in the middle of the office, and you would sort of go over there and look around and try and find a few pieces.
Oh, so it's a team building exercise. You know, you're all building this thing together.
Although Pete, the same guy, love Pete. He,
I've met him, nice guy.
He actually tried to. He was looking for all of the, I remember the MacBook Pro boxes. I remember him having a conversation with IT asking if they needed them because he was flipping boxes on eBay. Like, apparently people pay decent cash for a box so that they can put put their laptop bucks into it. Yeah, something like that, because the idea being you put your old laptop into it and you can sell it for more.
I've got one.
That's very thrifty.
One at home at the moment that I could use. I ended up just binning half that shit for myself.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, Apple products are registered to the user. And so at that point, because I never think of reselling anything. Anything I buy, I'm like never thinking, make me resale price on this Apple iPhone.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be through the roof.
GB, you've tried reselling things. Have you ever actually successfully resold something?
I'm shocking at retail. I actually can't think of anything I've ever sold. Mm-hmm. Like, I've tried to sell stuff, kind of, like taken photos of it and then...
Well, right now you look like you sell heroin in the outfit you're wearing. Fucking moustache and beanie.
I was going to sell my iMac, if you remember, at the start of the year.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
And now I'm using it. I don't actually really even use my laptop that much. It's a piece of shit. Pissed off.
Oh, really? Oh, that's annoying.
What's wrong with the 16-inch MacBook Pro? Because I was looking at getting a laptop.
And that's a specced out. Like, that MacBook Pro is like a, what, six grand?
It's completely specced out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Completely specced out. It's just, like, rendering stuff isn't even that fast. Like, it's... Mm-hmm. I can't really notice the difference. It takes ages to turn on when it's out of battery. I mean, like, when you plug it in, it's at zero.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Like, my old MacBook Pro...
Are you the guy rendering
it still
on
turns
battery,
on, like,
though?
Within a second. Oh, mate. Bit of battery, bit of charge.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. I mean,
But also, like, just a few apps are, like, really slow. It's just a bit dodgy, and it gets really loud and overheats.
Yeah, they definitely have, like, thermal issues. Like, even yesterday when we had Jess on the show, you could hear her laptop. And I got her to go into the activity monitor, and she just had Chrome open. It was enough to get her fan going.
That's sad. Yeah. That's sad. Well, you saw young Jamie from Joe Rogan posted an absolute takedown of the $70,000... What is it? Like an Apple tower? Like a tower
Mac Pro.
Or something?
Yeah.
Mac Pro, he said something around... you buy the most expensive Apple and you can't even get a replacement. Like, it takes over a week or something.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. Like, when you're talking about those, especially something so high end, it's like it's not that easy, I guess, from a parts perspective, or it's not like you can just go to an Apple store
and get replaced. If he dropped in too when he called Apple and said, I'm from the Joe Rogan Experience. Like, you'd think they'd move heaven and earth, because Apple are great at not getting... You don't, like... They bury bad press. Like, you know, the you told me the story of, like, they don't like connecting their press to individuals as such. Yeah. There's a few trusted sources. Someone, you know, Josh, got a laptop and then posted about it.
And they told him... for the laptop. I'm like, hey, just don't mention it. Take that down,
but you know Mac that's high status.
Yeah, that's high status. But the Mac Mini, I think, is a cool product. Like, if I was to get a computer in 2020, I would get a Mac Mini.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, the only problem with them is that they don't have any. You're relying on internal graphics. Like, you don't have your own. Like, if you're editing on it, it's you're just using the inbuilt graphics in the CPU.
We can get the via USB-C, like, external boxes graphics. Now for graphics. I don't know how good they are.
To be honest, guys, I haven't had any issue with an iMac.
An iMac.
They're good, aren't they?
They're great.
They're, I love an iMac.
Speedy, very speedy.
I just like dual monitors. It's been a while since I've had a dual monitor set up. Like, I had a dual monitor set up when I was, like, 15. I don't have one now. Like, how have I gone so far back in life? It's bullshit.
But you do have a very powerful PC.
Yes.
That you're working from, plus another one. What's your ultimate? What is it? I mean, for you, setup. It's two screens, an iPad Pro, a keyboard that really is tactile.
That's it, really.
A butt plug and, you know, a mouse.
It's pretty basic. The screen thing's interesting. Like, getting a... I was looking at some of the Dells. Have some nice screens.
Osbargen?
Yeah. Osbargen had some good sales.
But George, this week there's a couple of firefighters came to your apartment block.
Oh yeah. So yeah, this is pretty interesting. This was the highlight of a day.
Just
walking down, walking down the stairs, and I smelt some burning. I was like, what's burning? Smell like burnt rubber. Went outside and, like, the bloody fence is on fire. And it looked like the bush was on fire. It was like 2 meter flames, heaps of smoke.
Jeez.
Like, Jesus, what's going on here? Oh, sorry about that. I'm getting a call. And so went outside, and this guy had come around and lit a barbecue on fire, poured petrol on it, and just burnt it in the bush.
And when you should... Just a random, like a random barbecue. You mentioned this and I was like, is that in a house? Someone had a barbecue at a house and they've just accidentally lit it on fire? So
I don't know who it was, but behind our house, there's like a little alleyway and there's been this barbecue that sits there. And so I think someone owned it in the house near the little alleyway.
Yes.
And it had like a plastic cover over the top of it. And so this guy must have wheeled it to behind our house and then just burnt it.
What are they trying to do?
I know.
No idea. No
Who's
idea.
It for? What's so, it for, Josh?
Yeah, it's a good question.
So the smell we could smell was like that burning plastic smell. Like it was... Oof.
It was so what did the fiery say? Were the cops there? Did they like,
No, so there was this other guy a couple of doors down who was in charge of calling the fireys. So he called.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean in charge? Like, how did you communicate?
Who determined that?
He just had his phone ready to go and he's like, yeah, I'm going to call them. Okay, great. So he called the fireys and they came about pretty quick call time. I reckon they came about 5 minutes later.
Mm-hmm. Was there any attempt from the neighbours or from yourself to try and put the fire out?
Nah, because I think we got told not to in case there was a gas bottle or something.
Oh, geez.
But there wasn't a gas bottle. Anyway, all the fireys rocked up. There was 7 fireys and like the big fire truck and stuff. Big hose, and by the time they got there, the flame would have been 6 inches high on one of the corners of the barbecue, like tiny.
So it had gone out.
It just went out all of a sudden, and we had to like. So it's pretty.
It's a pretty shit arson job, isn't it? One job.
So like, I mean, but then I was thinking the fireys, they probably had a bit of a slow day, so that's something exciting for them to come and. I mean, just, 7 people on the job. Mm.
And so it is always interesting why. I mean, I'd love to understand. I mean, you worked as a fiery Josh, didn't you?
Yeah. I worked in the media department. Yeah.
But why, you know, so why do you sometimes to a cat in a tree get seven vans, seven trucks?
Well, because they send out from different fire stations. So if it gets caught in traffic or whatever. Okay. So whenever there's a call, there'll always be, I think, a minimum of two trucks based on coming from different areas.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. First in, best dressed. Mm-hmm.
Is that music in the background, George?
No, it's my end. I think it's the plumber's phone.
Okay.
What a ringtone.
You gotta fucking pay that, don't you? You gotta pay that. No, good. How are you mentally, George? What's your percentage?
Really good. I got asked this yesterday by Han, and I gave her a 90 yesterday.
Wow.
So today I reckon I'm probably still a 90.
Feeling solid. Great. That's good.
Went and bought a smoothie before the show.
Where from?
That's
from
good.
An organic shop. Like splurged $10 on a oat and strawberry and banana smoothie.
Sometimes you gotta, you know.
Went for a bit of a walk. And yeah, so feeling great. Pumped.
Good one.
About Screenplay Sunday, the podcast.
So it's released right now.
If you're listening to this,
you can go to Screenplay Sunday on your favorite podcast app. Yeah. What was the highlight? Like, can you give us a little teaser, GB? What was sort of the highlight of the podcast?
Well, special guest Ryan Shelton for a start, which is a great highlight. He was amazing. And he's a good actor, isn't he? He was great at reading. Yeah. Like, the way he read through that script, it was like he'd read it before, but it was the first time he'd seen it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that was awesome. I mean, I don't want to call it a highlight, but the start, like the opening line from you, Josh, was really good.
Okay.
Of the whole podcast, you know, like the...
Oh, sure.
Oh,
okay.
The very first lines.
Yeah, you have to listen to that. Are you guys watching any... last night I was watching Paris Hilton has a documentary out.
She's made a few home videos. Is this one of them?
Well, no, you can't. Like, they talk about that. Shame on you. They talk about... like, it's sort of, you know, the real Paris Hilton type of vibe. It's a YouTube original.
Yes.
The trailer, I think that you're led to believe that there's going to be some sort of big aha moment of like, oh no, it's like Paris is actually completely different than the persona. But the doco went for an hour and 50 minutes, which is very long for a doco, I feel.
Mm.
I watched 50 minutes and it didn't tell me at that point. So I went to bed and Brie kept watching. But so I wouldn't recommend it. But are there any Netflix things or shows that people are watching? Sevs, I feel like you've had a bit of time to watch shit.
Has he?
Yeah. Has he? Have you?
Yeah, I mean, what does he do in the evenings?
Just hang
out. Stare at Grace.
Family man, you know?
Family man. Well, what are you doing, though, when you hang around? Like, you're playing board games
and
cribs?
No, we have been... When it's Grace and I, we've been watching Thank God You're Here. So that's been
classic family event.
How did you even get onto that, Sev? I mean, Grace, that would have been before Grace your time, yeah?
It. Oh, yeah. Grace suggested it. And I was like, oh, I've never heard of it before. Never heard of it. And then I watched an episode. I was like, this is great. 2007, 2008, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I watched an episode. And I was like, this is great. But we're probably in like seven episodes in, and it's probably getting a bit slow now. Like it's slow. Very similar. Like it's the same thing every time. Sure. And so we end up just skipping every segment just to when they, you know, walk through the door. So we're watching that.
What do they do before the door? So this is it's an improvisation show.
Oh, there's just a lot of talking. Just a lot of like, mate, how you feeling? It's they've spent eight episodes saying the exact same. I mean, I guess, you know, back in the day, people aren't binging this, so
there's just a bit of resetting.
Okay,
resetting every single week. So I'm sick of the resetting.
Mm-hmm. Is it cut? Is it? Are you watching it ad free all the way through?
So here's a little life hack: if you install uBlock ad blocker, you don't get any ads on 10play. So.
Oh, interesting. And so
ads, you can just watched right through.
And would it would it work on Channel 9 as well?
Yep, I'm assuming.
Is it
so.
Cut? I assume. Is so. It right. When, even when you do that? So, like, I was watching this old Joe Rogan TV show, and it's cut. Like, it's gone to the break, comes back, resets. Is it doing that?
Yeah. It's like, oh, we'll be right back after this, you know, and then it goes to an ad. And you can see there's a little yellow marker in the player that shows where the ad is. And so they've inserted them properly, but since you've got ad block, it just goes right through.
Yeah. Great. Maybe
other than that,
it's probably not good from a media model sort of, you know, like keeping the arts alive, but
not my problem, is it? They've made their cash, you know.
It will be your problem.
Yeah. Nah, it's fine. The thing is, everyone on that show, they've already made all their cash, so it's all fine, you know. Okay.
It's you know, and then sometimes when I'm watching YouTube and an ad comes up before the daily talk show, mm-hmm. I'll let it play just so we get a bit of cash.
That's nice. I think we've got...
Mate, you're really contributing to our $50 a month.
Yeah, I mean, $50, that would get you, what, 5 of those organic smoothies?
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah.
I mean, it's not too bad.
We've actually got to figure out how to pull the cash out of it. I think it's just held by YouTube at the moment, so we got
AdSense, you need to, Sevs. You need access. I tried to. Didn't have the access.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'll figure it out.
Yep. Good boy.
That's good.
Good boy.
Have you guys actually ever seen a... Have you ever been to a live TV show? Like studio audience?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What have you
been to, JJ?
I've been to a few. I went to... there was a show on the ABC. Is it called Cranium or something? Oh, it had... Yes. Was that what it's called?
It rings a bell.
Yeah, it had... I'm trying to think of the person's name, a radio personality, and I can't remember, but went to that also before the game.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I called up, I think it was Bridge and Limo, I think, or maybe it was Bridge and Tom. It was on, would have been Kiss. Or what was before Kiss? Mix.
Mix. No,
it was Mix at the time.
Triple.
It would have been 2011, I reckon. I was 21.
Yeah.
And they were doing, I think it must have been Tom, they were doing Tool of the Week.
Oh, yeah.
And you could call up.
Home Timber and Hardware.
Yeah, you could say why you were a tool. And if you were had the best answer, you won tickets to go see before the game. And nice. So... My tool of the week, I called up the radio station and said, I Google myself every single day.
I see.
Won me tool of the week. But I did get I got to go to Channel 9 on Bendigo Street before it was all shut down, filming. I was assisting on a shoot for Paul Hogan. They were doing a big sort of Paul Hogan documentary. I was working on that, and we went to the studio and stuff for that. Oh, awesome. So yeah, I've been to a few of the TV studios. TJ, what have you been to?
Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Was good. What else?
Who are you dancing with?
Wow.
Someone in the bloody lift. Woof woof.
Not far off. Worked my way into the after party, as always. Yeah. No, I went to a footy
after
show.
Every episode, do they have one?
Every episode, they have one.
Surely not anymore. God.
Really? That's loose.
I've also been to like Conan and Jimmy Kimmel as well. So the US ones, which are a little bit fun.
That'd be more fun, I think. Mm-hmm. And then, the footy show recording live. That was like the grand final footy show. Yeah. The thing is, I mean, they're stopping a lot of this live television suffering just because of COVID, what they're having to do. They released a list of shows that are going into production next year. And, you know, there's a bunch. I'm sure George is across all the gossip of television.
Mm-hmm. We need Happy Harry.
Not really Harry.
I mean, on the Conan thing, so when I was working at a company, I was doing these case study videos where I would film sort of examples of how different companies were using the technology of the company. And one of the clients, the people who used this technology, was Conan O'Brien's graphics team. They're like the motion graphics person, right? Mm. And so I contacted them and said, hey, could we do a case study video of how you use the product and how you use the technology within the show? And the guy's like, yeah, sure, that's fine. And so we went to California, to Burbank, and I filmed a little piece and got to do the whole, is it Warner? I think it's at Warner, on the lot. So you go to the lot and they've got all, it's almost what's it, temporary sort of blocks? What are they called? You have them in schools.
Portables.
Portables. Yeah, they've got all portable set up or whatever in the lot, and went in and filmed, and even got to go on the we filmed in the set where Conan does the show, and there was a big massive head, a boggle head or whatever. And the one thing they said is don't film the logos because they're trademarked or whatever. But outside of that, you're fine. And so I filmed this thing, edited it together, really cool case study. It's it was great. Is that your
I don't know,
plumber?
Mate.
That's fine.
Yeah, what's going on?
And so anyway, filmed the whole thing and edited it all up, sent it to the graphics guy, the head of graphics.
Oh, no.
And he's like, I'm going to send this across to the producers just to double check that they're fine with it all. And apparently he got in a lot of trouble for letting us do it. He hadn't properly gotten permission. He thought as long as they didn't put we didn't put the logos in, that would be fine. And he's like, sorry, we sort of you can't use it or I'd fucking lose my job.
Oh, no.
And so I've got this great video that I did, but I never used it. So.
Can we do a private screening, please?
I can show it to you.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that. Should we put it on Patreon?
No, that would be
a good idea. Yeah, great.
Good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever, GB, have you ever really... So I was watching Logan Paul had Casey Neistat on his podcast and they royally fucked the audio. I felt for them. We've all had... I've spoken about the time where... when I was working at the fire brigade, I had a big shoot out. I think it was Carrum Downs. It was in a big, a training site. And it was a big deal that I was going there to do this filming. Rocked up there, met the people involved. It was really professional, really proud of myself. And I said, okay, I'm just going to go get all set up and then I'll, and then we'll get going with it all. And I really prepped them in a big way. Went to the car, went to the camera bag, opened up the camera bag. I'd forgotten to put the camera in the camera bag.
Comes back holding
the iPhone. I mean, if only the cameras were that good. And so I had to call my boss and say, hey, that big project, turns out I'm not going to be able to do it because I don't have the camera. So anyway, Logan Paul has had their own version of a fuck up where they had Casey Neistat on the show. The audio was completely ruined. Yeah. Have you ever had in your time any royal technical disasters?
I mean, the first one that comes to mind is I corrupted a drone card once.
Yes.
So we were filming a documentary and there was it would have been 20-minute shot of this drone, from the drone. It's beautiful sunset. It was hovering for ages. We're going to do a time lapse of all this stuff happening with the drone just sitting there. And put the card in and didn't mount, so
pulled it back out
and then didn't eject it back in and it didn't mount for ages. I was like, what's going on? Pulled it out. I was like, nah, put it back in. And then it said, this card isn't, corrupt or whatever. So that was a bad one.
So whose fault is it? If we're to place blame, is it yours?
You could easily hand that off. The card's broken.
That happens. That's happened.
But the worst part, the reason I couldn't do that was because literally I reckon that day, one of the DOPs saw me pull his card out without ejecting it. It was actually the guy who owned the drone as well.
Oh, so really? Did he tell you don't do that?
Yeah, he did.
Really? He said, he said, don't pull out the card. and then
general advice is to pull out, but he's the anti-pull-out guy.
So Hidari told you off about his card, exactly, and then at another time later, after you've been told off a different card with the drone, you did the thing that he said not to do that corrupted. That's even way worse.
I know, it is bad. But the thing, like, it didn't mount for like 7 minutes. Like, how long do you wait for it before you pull it out?
Yeah.
Like, it was really slow.
And anyway, so you've got another one too. What else has happened?
Oh, the other one was in uni or at film school. I hired the Red to go film my videos. And actually we had two good cameras at SAE. We had the Red and the FS7. So there was only two of those. Then the other ones were like all DSLRs and stuff. And so I booked out both of them for 3 days. So I had both cameras, so I was going to do multicam, and no one else could film their videos for that week, pretty much. And we were filming out in this bush in the hinterland, and I had the Red set up with the 50mm 1.2 Canon on the jib, and I turned around and it just fell flat on the floor and shattered the lens.
And that's a cine lens. That's like a $20,000 lens.
And so what happened?
And, well, I mean, no one could film with a 50mm anymore because we only had one.
Oh, no. Do you know if the school insurance would cover that, right?
Surely. I went back and I just said, like...
Oh, it's broken lenses.
Sorry.
Guys, I picked it up like this. Yeah.
Far out.
And so everyone... I mean, I got my shots, so that was good. All the other projects could only be filmed with a 24 and 85.
I mean, Sev's the one that stands out, I think, from my perspective with you, was when you said, should I update the server? And you pressed the button, which brought down our entire server, which was the reason we ended up going to Venture IP.
Yeah.
Mm. It was 'cause
that worked out for the better.
Yeah. That was the day that I learned what the difference between self-managed hosting
was. Well, I mean, there's been one with the show where we recorded a whole episode out of focus because I didn't focus it.
That's right. That was early days.
That was early days.
I remember what we're talking about. The Grand Prix.
Where are we?
Really? You remember?
Yeah,
that?
Yeah. I remember.
And it's like half. The funny thing is, halfway through the episode, it's very funny because you're just talking, and then I'm looking at it, and I'm just like, I wonder if I flick the automatic focus switch. Mm-hmm. So I went and I flicked it, and it made a noise. I was like, oh, okay, I was on manual that whole time. And then I sat back down, and then Josh, I think you said, is everything all right? Someone said, is everything all right with the camera? And I was like, I just flicked it to automatic then.
Half
the app was out of focus.
Can we actually get that footage? Can you put this snippet together with some of that footage and the moment that we found out?
Yeah, but that we realised, yeah, sure.
Because I remember, TJ, do you remember you were for all four? You're like, mate, let's just keep going. Are you glad that we didn't?
Yeah, I'm glad that we didn't. It'd be annoying if it's like the Casey Neistat thing. Mm-hmm. Like that's... I mean, their choice to one of the biggest, it's probably up there with the bigger podcasts in the world, and they choose to air that, which is, I mean, they've got cash. They could have probably sent that audio to somebody to process a bit harder than they did.
Well, you don't know how fucked it was. Maybe it was
No, you're right, because I actually was listening thinking, no, I actually had a moment where I thought they'd pushed it pretty hard to get it back. So maybe it's just, maybe it was absolute dog shit.
Yeah,
it was coming from some, you know, one overhead mic or something. But I mean, but the thing is, these are all lessons that you have to.
For sure.
I think I've been pretty lucky, dude. I think I've been really lucky that I haven't had.
The other one that comes to mind is almost there was one point in time where we had all of the daily talk shows episodes and raw footage on a hard drive. And I downloaded this sync software that's meant to sync it to Google Drive or duplicate it across to other drives. And so I set it going, and I think I did a one-way sync. And so it ended up wiping all the footage off the hard drive. And so I had this panic, just being like, oh, my God, where's it gone? And Josh just walks up the stairs, and my hands just in my head, just looking down, just trying to figure out what's happened.
I was pretty good about it, though.
You were very good. You were just like, so how much have we lost? And I'm just like,
No. Hang on. You're not that good at you're not good about it. You go into this mode where you have totally disconnected from any emotion.
It's an out-of-body experience.
It's actually a way of dealing with trauma.
Yeah. For sure. It's just like how much have we lost? And I'm just like, all of it. Like, I've probably got the last 10 episodes. Like, raw footage and everything. And so I'm just having a meltdown, and Josh is there just like, you know, okay, well, so what can we do next time? And so I'm just like going through the hard drive, and I find like the temporary trash folder, and it's all in the temporary trash. And so I restore it. I'm just like, it's all good.
It was a good lesson though. Like, I feel like
I uninstalled the software, just like not ever doing any sort of fucking sync backup ever again, you know.
That's not the outcome. You just have more than one backup.
But with one backup, syncing with one backup, don't do that. Just do a manual one first, and then you can sync, you know.
Yeah.
Very risky. Jeez. It's very scary.
So Screenplay Sunday, listen on your favourite podcast app. It's got Tony Lodge, GB, TJ, Jess, Ryan Shelton, and myself. Yep.
I tell you what it's also got, Josh.
What?
Legs.
I really think it's got legs.
It's got legs, mate. It's good format. Mm-hmm. It's you know, it's the new Thank God You're Here, to be honest. It's it's
without the
good format.
You know?
Yeah, forget the recent. Yeah, keep that.
Yeah, forget the ads.
Without the improv.
At this point, you know.
Yeah, no improv. And so one of the things that we did discuss, which I'm trying to work out the specifics around, is Ryan was saying we can take the script that was written and extend the story. And so the one question I have around that is around, so we've got Matt Diavella, who's going to be on in a few weeks. We're going to have Nat as well. Like, these different characters, are they going to fit with the actors that we have coming in on the show?
Wouldn't that be fun?
I think that's a creative challenge.
Yeah, it's an
building
acting
out the whole script.
Imagine telling Matt Diavella he has to do a British accent.
Yeah, that's great.
But imagine at the end of it if you could actually make a little film out of all of the episodes.
Well, I was saying to TJ, it's like if we are doing...
you're getting Diavella in just to act the whole thing out properly, and, you know, screen it. That'd be great.
So we're doing... So there was 5 pages. There's a page per minute is what it works out in sort of screenwriting. If we do like 10 episodes in, we will have 50 minutes already. And so you think about it, it's like...
How good's that?
It won't take that long. Like, in 20 episodes, we will have a 120... Like, will we have 120?
Feature film.
Yeah. We'll have a feature. 100 minutes. That's what
I'm excited about. Like, how good would it be to have like a whole story?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have something to look forward to.
Yeah.
10, 15 episodes in.
Yeah, we need something.
Yeah. And so each season, you could see it as a season, JJ, like you're saying, that could be producing a feature film per season. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, the thing is, if we look at it and said 20 episodes, and so if we did, hey Siri, what?
Oh, no.
Oh, this is interesting. It comes up differently now. Look.
Gives you room.
Hey Siri, what date is it in 20 weeks?
It's Friday, the 5th of February, 2021.
February
9 is at 1000.
Yeah. So this is, so we could line it all up with the final episode of the season being for episode 1000. I think that'd be great.
Yeah. Be fine. Yeah. That's awesome.
All right. Yeah, wow. Good one, guys.
Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, guys. I need a nap. I'm fucking tired.
Really?
Yeah.
Just don't take your magnesium before.
Magnesium.
I will. Okay. I'm just,
oh, you're right.
That's why.
Don't tell me what to do.
I need a fucking 3 magnesium and a bath.
And it'll look like a murder scene.
Yeah. And a bath bomb. all righty, guys. Enjoy your Sunday, and we'll see you tomorrow, guys. Bye.
See ya.